For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. $40 billion is on the table to improve internet access from the bipartisan infrastructure bill, and there's a scramble to get it. The FCC has updated its state maps to uncover areas that need it most, using self-reported data from internet companies that isn't always accurate.
Oftentimes, the speeds that providers advertise and the speeds that you or I as a consumer are getting are not going to be the same speed.
Jenna Leventoff is with Public Knowledge, a group that promotes an open and affordable internet. To capture consumers' experience, the FCC is inviting people to challenge the map. Fair warning, it does take some technical savvy. In Colorado alone, 13,000 objections were submitted by early December. The public has until January 13th to make comments at broadbandmap.fcc.gov. A new podcast from the Brookings Institution explores transformations in rural America. Anya Slepian has more.
Tony Pippa leads the Reimagine Rural podcast. He says too often, the story we hear about rural America is one of decline and political division. Pippa hopes to change this narrative by highlighting community revitalization underway in small towns like Globe, Arizona, and Shamokin, Pennsylvania.
I hope that sets us into a different discourse and dialogue, even politically, on what it means to be rural and the value that rural America provides to the United States as a whole.
The Reimagine Rural podcast will use the firsthand experiences of small-town residents to explore how local leadership and community engagement can intersect successfully with state and federal policies.
I wanted also to see if there were a set of themes that are common across a set of very diverse places that are at different places in their renewal.
I'm Anya Slepian.
In Montana, a $1 billion state budget surplus has some citizens thinking creatively. Hunters, scientists, and landowners are urging lawmakers to create a trust for land stewardship and restoration. Former state biologist Craig Jordanay believes now is the time to establish permanent funding.
That would go directly toward increasing and enhancing productivity of the land here in Montana.
Jordanay says the Montana Citizens Elk Management Coalition has proposed a $200 million trust designed to yield up to $8 million in annual interest. He points to Wyoming, where a similar program partners with organizations, agencies, and local residents, providing long-term benefits.
I have 11 grandkids, and I can look at this program and go, man, there's opportunity here for them.
Republican Governor Greg Gianforte has other ideas. He wants the surplus to cover tax cuts and infrastructure. For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.